I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me.
This is Ronan Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Jay Digger. This is Fred Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
I'm ready to go.
Let's hop into it then. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Fred Willis, your gracious host, and I have a wonderful guest with me today. We're going to put a little faith in it with Bria Miles. Her new single, Crazy Faith, is blowing up everywhere. Help me welcome her to the show. What's up? What's up?
What's going on, fam? How y'all doing? How you doing? How you doing, Mr. Fred? You all right?
Yo, it's a good day. I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, all is well, finishing up some work, but just grateful, just thankful, just to be... just to be here, just to be on this planet, honoring the Lord and doing what he's called us to do, this ministry, this music, this opportunity, just to enjoy life, even during the midst of a pandemic, just finding new ways, new opportunities to really walk in purpose and to build the kingdom of God. So I'm doing really good.
Cool. That's what I'm talking about. So you know what? You know what? I'm going to go ahead and get ahead of myself. You're talking about the pandemic. You got a song called Mask Up. Or mask, is it Mask Up or Mask On?
It's called Mask Up.
Mask Up. Yeah, so you helping the saints. You helping the saints, you know, get in this. Talk to me about that song.
Yeah, so like with Mask Up, it was actually a song that I was approached to do by a organization. And they were like, hey, we really want for you to do this song. They're called the Rain Incubator. Dr. Dave is actually a mentor of Dr. Fauci. And they was like, yo, we really want to be able to reach the urban community. And we want you to speak to the people about what's going on, about how African-American communities are really being hit hard by the pandemic because mm-hmm. of the lack of resource and the lack of just getting the information quickly. Because in the beginning, you know, we were, you know, taking a hard hit, that, you know,
yeah.
the hardest hit.
Yep.
We actually kind of still are. We mm-hmm. really still are. And it just was really to motivate people to take it seriously and mask up and stay 6 feet apart. So we did it in a fun way. And the song is still helping people to realize, like, oh, before I get on my car, like, I know I'm busy. I'm excited to go up in this grocery store, but I better grab my mask.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and not being afraid to say, hey, maybe you should, you know, look at the you know, the signs on the floor to make sure that you're 6 feet from a person. You know,
right.
It's really about that and just, and you know, making sure people know, like, yo, there are resources that are available to us. But we've got to follow the protocol. We got to follow the rules so that we can just be healthy.
I love that so much. You know, it's always cool. It's always cool when you see, you know, people in the kingdom, you know, I'm not going to say so much work outside of the kingdom, but not limit their gifts to, you know, gospel music, Christian music, CHH or whatever. So that's really cool. You know, and you know, hey, they know dope music and dope artists just like I do. So not surprised that they called upon you. I mean, people have called you. The station 89.5, I forget where they are. They called you the female Ty Trippett and Kirk Franklin. Now that's saying a whole lot. What made them want to call you the female Kirk Franklin and Ty Trippett?
I think it's the energy type of thing, and I know that Uncle Kirk is short. I'm short too, and so it might be a little something like that—a combination of the two.
Just a little something like that, huh?
Yeah, you had to say a little something, didn't you? Yeah, a little something like that. Those two things. But now we love God. We have a good time, and I think, you know, sonically, like, I know those two artists have really pushed the boundaries for gospel music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, by the grace of God, I've been able to do the same thing. Like, even with Crazy Faith, Praise God, that's our first number one record.
Yeah.
You know, Billboard BDS recording. And so just having that that understanding of, like the scripture says, understand the times and know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And not be afraid to step into what God is saying. And not being afraid, you know, of people saying, oh, that's really different, you know, for gospel music. Maybe, you know, we shouldn't have as much bass or as much beat, or it shouldn't slap as good.
Yeah.
You know, at mainstream music, it shouldn't sound as good. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, well, that's not what God said. All
Absolutely.
Things belong to God in heaven, under heaven and on the earth.
That's
so,
right.
We want to respect God with what he's given us. Have a good time. And yeah, it's an honor to for people to think that, to say that, because they're definitely groundbreaking, iconic artists in the gospel genre that have crossed over, you know, just by being who they are. So I love that.
Yeah, me too. So you are from RVA, Richmond, Virginia, split time between North and South Carolina. Which locale would you say has influenced your sound the most?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to actually say... I'm going to say all. And it's weird that I'm going to say that. And I like history a little bit. I'm going to say this because a lot of people don't know that at a certain time, the whole state of Virginia and both of North Carolina and South Carolina were actually one state. And so, like, a lot of the things that we do are the same.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of us, we eat a lot of the same food. We talk a lot of the same terminology, a lot of same, you know, Ebonics and slang and whatever else, you know, people want to call it. It's a similar in a whole lot of ways.
Wow.
Especially, like, with Charlotte and Richmond are very, very, very similar in the movement. You got a lot of forward-thinking African-American people there, a lot of people who are into politics in both arenas, arts, all of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, like, you know, sonically, the sound of the Southeast specifically has really shaped the way that I, you know, that I familiarize myself with music and the way that I move with music. Because it's a different sound, because I think a lot of people don't realize, like, it's super country, but it's super East Coast at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, it's the Southeast.
Yeah.
So, like, we get the best of both worlds. You
gotcha.
Know what I mean? Like, we can be real country, you know what I mean? Have a good time, no socks, no shoes, but then we know how to clean up and put on a good outfit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Like, I think, you know, every part has had its, you know, every state has had its piece of me and influenced me, you know, as far as artistry. So I would say all of them, for real.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
They're all the same. They all home.
That's cool. So let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you a 2-part question. First part of it is, who is Bria Miles? And the second part of it is, I'm asking you to define your music ministry. Who is Bria Miles and define your music ministry?
I love the Lord. I'm grateful for God. I'm one that believes that, you know, you can't accomplish anything major without the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, I'm having impact. You can never really have a full impact without God. Like, you can do whatever you want to do in your life. You might be successful at it, but you'll never have that amount of impact. You'll never have that much of peace. You'll never have that much of joy in what you're doing apart from God.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, God is the center of everything. Every perspective that I have, every conversation that I have, even if it's like a heated conversation, I'm always going to bring it back to God, because I feel like the scripture specifically has answers for all things.
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm all about the Lord. I know that sounds cliche, or you know, people might say that, but I really believe that Jesus has to be the center. If God is going to be anything, he must be everything. And I live my life by that quote. And I believe that what you do for the Lord, that's what's going to last. And so I want to have that impact on people. And as far as ministry, like, my ministry is just to reach people right where they are. Nothing too complex, nothing like over the top. Like, I know theology. I've been blessed to go to Bible college.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I graduated and having a deeper understanding of what the scripture is. And I'm still going to, you know, mix in urban Ebonics.
Yeah.
Like, that's a part of who I am. But at the same time, I feel it's very important to be able to articulate and communicate the deeper truths of the gospel.
Mm.
And, you know, my music ministry reflects that. It's about reaching people, like I said, where they are. But it's also about making the gospel super relatable without washing out the authenticity of it and the actual facts that are in the gospel. We believe in Jesus, period. And we're going to hold true to that. So I would say it's just about encouraging and motivating people to be who God has called them to be and discovering the ways and the journey and the process to get to the purpose of God for your life through each day.
Wow, that's really cool. You know, and listening to you speak, you know, no shade to anybody, but sometimes, you know, in the hip hop community, it's like you don't always get this level of theology, you know. I'm even gonna say apologetics. But the truth, you know, he did work with Ravi Zacharias on his last album, and I thought that was just amazing, especially to see somebody go at those answers, that to go after the questions sometimes that kind of plague the hip-hop community, you know, because on the secular side, you've got the Nation of Islam, you've got the Five Percenters, you know, and then you can go down the whole rabbit hole of other different, you know, belief systems and even religious systems, you know, and some of that sometimes finds its way into CHH, you know. That doubt, you know, that level of, you know, yeah, we are, but, you know, I'm still hood. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, you know, like we don't have the balance of, yes, I'm a faith person, but I'm also who God made me to be. And that may be eccentric. That might mean, you know, that I wear the fresh J's, you know, I'm standing in the line when I get them, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not afraid to be who I am. So, you know, it's refreshing to hear that.
Thank you so much. And I feel like a part of that is, you know, just with church culture, like we are very, very divided, even in the church. And like it almost forces a lot of people from urban backgrounds to feel like they have to assimilate in order to actually feel like they're saved or they have an authentic relationship with God.
Yeah.
Take everything about you off in a lot of ways. It's like take everything about you away, everything that you thought you were. All of your sauce, all of your drip, all of your energy, and just throw it away because you got to be something totally different.
Yeah.
To even have a conversation, let alone a seat at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like for a lot of people in Christian hip hop, it's just this thing where like they feel like I got to be both. Like I have to, you know, like who I am by myself, who God has created me to be, is not just enough. And if I want to be successful, if I want to be accepted, then I'm going to have to assimilate to specific denominations, you know, who don't appreciate who God has called me to be or even respect who God has called me to be. So then like they feel like they got to change. And, you know, I'm fortunate to, you know, have a stance where I feel like God has created us all individually to be able to reach people of different demographics. And if everybody is talking the same and looking the same, there's going to be a whole lot of lost people out there because everybody is not the same.
Yeah.
And we have to respect each other's differences, but at the same time, we can't shun people because of those differences. And, you know, for me, I've always kind of been an advocate about that. Like, just be you. And if people don't, I mean, it goes back to the scripture. The Lord says if, you know, you go to a person's house to share the good news with them, and if they don't receive you, just keep it, you know, shake the dust off your shoes and keep it pushing. Like, that's what God says. Like, just keep going.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because everything ain't for everybody, but you don't switch who you are because you'll lose who you are, and you never want to do that. So you know theology is very important, and at the same time culture is very important, so you don't throw away either one of those for one to be more prominent than the other. At the end of the day, Jesus is prominent above all, and he wants you to have both.
Ooh, this is good conversation to me, y'all. Listen, let me tell you something. I love what you said, and I'm actually, that's the perfect segue two questions about your new single, Crazy Faith, because it features, I watched the video and I was like, who is that? I can't even pronounce the name, and I feel so bad that I can't pronounce the name, probably because I don't have it pulled up in front of me. I know the last name is Lee. So,
yeah, he's son.
He's son. Okay, he's son.
Yeah, that's good.
So, you know, speaking about, you know, different cultures and different, you know, personalities, different perspectives of living even, you brought them together in Crazy Faith, which is blowing up the charts. It was number one. So now it's time to talk about Crazy Faith. Talk about that.
Oh my gosh. So like, even, you know, with any song that we do, it's always going to be based off of scripture. So with Crazy Faith, it's actually based off of John chapter 21, where the disciples and Jesus went out fishing and they couldn't catch nothing. Mm-hmm. And they were hungry. So they were hangry at the same time. They were hungry and mad. They were like, bro, where the fish at?
Right.
Man, like,
right.
I want no more crackers. Where's the fish? And they couldn't catch anything. And, you know, they're fishermen by trade.
Yep.
That's how they make their money.
Right.
And they caught absolutely nothing. And then Jesus came out. He was like, yo, just cast your net on the other
on
side.
On the other side.
Yeah. On the other side. And they looked at him. They were like, we know what we're doing. You don't really know. But they listened to the Lord. Thank God they did. And they caught so much fish that, you know, the Bible says that their boat almost went under the water.
That's right.
And I feel like in seasons like this, in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of budget cuts, job cuts, sicknesses, and you know, a lot of uncertainty, we have to be willing to still trust the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to understand that even in the face of adversity, even in struggle, even in hard times, like, God is still going to know best. And he's not going to bring any of us this far to just drop us off like trash. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we're not trash. We're his prized possessions. Masterpieces is what God calls us.
That's so right.
We just really wanted to encourage people not to lose their faith and not to tuck their tails because it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep on going. Like, look for different ways to go about getting to your purpose by following the voice of God. So with Crazy Faith, we just wanted to unleash, you know, like that savage faith, that gangster faith, that faith that makes people like, yo, I got to get up and I still got to go to work. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I'm going to wear my mask. If I'm dropping off packages, I mean, whatever your job situation is, like, where I'm going to, you know, people is homeschooling their kids and stuff. Like, I'm about to be the best home. You know, you got to tap into wherever you are and not lose your faith in God just because it looks different right now. Because I'm sure that the disciples were like, this looks completely different. Like, we're not catching nothing. Mm-hmm. We didn't been out here for hours. But when you trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding, you're always going to come into surplus. You're always going to come into some type of victory because you're in his perfect will when you're obeying him. And so we just wanted to put that out there, man, and just have some fun with it and you know, have some crazy music. Jordan Armstrong is on there as well.
Yeah.
He blessed us with the hook. And, you know, we just wanted to kick, you know, some real good music and just come with it and just motivate people, having a good time and just giving people some workout music at the same time. You feel me? All of that.
Hey, if I'm going to be in the house, I might as well work out.
Some P90X or something.
Right. Work these quarantine pounds off. You know what? I'm going to say this before I move to the next question. Talking about that text in John 21. This was Jesus' third and final appearance after the resurrection. And so John makes this, you know, he says that. But then, as you said, they had went back to being fishermen. Jesus had already appeared to him, the road to Emmaus. He went to the room where they were. And so now he's on the coast again. Right. And so sometimes, as you said, this just reminded me so much of how we have approached this. Even myself, you know, those of us who are working to encourage and those of us who are working to, you know, kind of have something positive to put out. The disciples in this time looked like they were kind of going back to life. Like, okay, well, he died. So, I mean, you know, that's. Let's just go on back to what we were doing. I guess that was a failed experiment or whatever, you know. So Peter is there, who denied him three times. Jesus restored him once, you know, after all this happened. But sometimes I just want to say, while we're on the topic of crazy faith, listen, this is the time we got to hold on to what Jesus said. You know, Jesus told them what was going to happen. He said, I'm going to die. I'm going to raise in 3 days. And, you know, come on, hold on to what I said. You know, so we got to have crazy faith that we don't forget and we don't let this pandemic, we don't know when it's going to end, but y'all, if you're listening to me, you're listening to Bria right now. Crazy faith is requiring you to hold on to what Jesus said. Hold on to what he said before February, before March, whenever this thing hit your house, hold on to what he said, because he's still faithful. The Bible tells us he's faithful, and Hebrews 10 and 23 say he's faithful, that promise. You know, so hold on to that. Hold on to it. You can have faith in him because we know he's going to say, he's going to do what he said he can do. All right. So
facts.
Big facts. Big facts.
I love it.
Hey, what's up, everybody? That was Bria Miles. We've got so much more coming up after the break here, but we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back after these messages with more from Bria Miles. In the meantime, Won't you go ahead and get her new single, Crazy Faith? We'll tell you again at the end of the episode how to get it and how to follow her. But right now, we've got messages coming straight at you. We'll be right back with Bria Miles after these messages. Hey everybody, it's Fred here, and I want to take a moment to talk financial solutions. If your financial future is not as secure as you want or need it to be, I want to introduce you to Keith Squalls of the K. Allen Financial Group. He's already helped numerous clients eliminate debt and even helped them pay off their mortgages years ahead of schedule. It's not too good to be true. It's too good to miss. Give him a call today. Tell him I sent you. The number to call is 877-888-6322. That's 877-888-6322.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is not your first single, as we talked about, Mask Up. And y'all, let me tell you something. That little break right there is brought to you by the Holy Ghost. All right. just to let y'all know how we roll on this show, because we have a real good time. But when the Lord is speaking, we're going to pause and give him room. And I hope y'all heard what Bria was saying, because like I said, you know, she is a rapper, but she knows the word. And the word is coming to us real strong in her songs. And she even gave you some music to work out to while you're eating your crackers and watching TV. You can get up, dust yourself off, and, you know, do some crunches or something. But this isn't your first single. Talk to me about your other music that you have out.
Yeah, so I'm actually getting ready to put out some new music, which I'm very excited about. God mm-hmm. is moving in such an incredible way. And I know they won't let me say a whole lot about it because it's still in production.
Understood.
But when I say that all we ever want to do is make sure that we drop music that's not just music, but music that's anointed and called by God
yeah.
to bless people and to shift certain areas and cultivate just purpose in people. Like this next song, I'm very excited about it. I will say that it's one of them things that's going to make you like, yo, drop your top in your car.
Oh,
or,
man.
Or, you know, yeah. I mean, maybe it's just you and your family at the house. You
yeah.
know, hit you a bonfire, do something like that. or barbecue, if you in the South, barbecue, do something like that.
That's but me, yo.
It'll be out very soon, and I'll make sure that I'll get that over to you so you can have it first.
Absolutely. But, you know,
we'll check that out.
That's what we're talking about. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. And so in addition mm-hmm. to new music, you have a book available. And the
yes.
name of that book is called Get Your Faith Up.
That's right.
Come
get
on.
It all the way up.
All
get,
the way
get your
up.
Faith all the way up. So like with that, even with that song or not song, but even with that book,
yep.
That was something that was completely birthed by God. Like when I think about that whole book and the process of creating it,
mm-hmm.
It was that, you know, the Lord was like, yo, I need you to do. And I kept saying, I don't really want to do that. It's really my thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we don't really, you know, read books. People don't really read books.
Yeah,
like
we don't
that.
Really get
you know,
down
black
like that.
Don't read nothing. Black folks don't read nothing. They say if you don't want somebody to black to know something, put it in the book.
That's what they be saying.
That's what they say. And so I was like, God, I don't know about that one, but I kept putting it off. And yeah. You know, then my mom hopped in and she was like, yo, you're going to have to write this book. Just get you some focus, get you some discipline and go after it. And I'm so glad that I did, Mr. Fred, because the book really came out of a place of, I will just be honest, it came out of a place of pain and disappointment and just struggle. And my mom was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer. So I was looking at, you know, not having my mom.
Yeah.
And it just was like, well, dang, what in the world, God? Like, I mean, I'm doing the best that I can according to your word, to live according to the scripture. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm walking in integrity. I'm not harming nobody. I ain't doing nothing shady. I just want to honor you, honor the Bible, and get your word out. And that's what we're doing. And so when my mom was hit, you know, with that diagnosis from the doctor, I just was like, I was so mad at God. I was just like, what the world? Like, how you let that happen?
Right.
And, I mean,
right.
And of all people, like my mom, for real? Somebody who don't bother nobody?
Right.
Like, what in the world? Like, so I was really, really, you know, angry and just really struggling. And, you know, it was during that time, you know, where God was like, yo, you're going to have to... You gonna have to look in the mirror. And this is exactly what I did. I had to look in the mirror and said, okay, am I gonna be that Christian, or am I gonna be that believer that I always talk about that I am on stage in front of these people that I'm speaking to, that I'm, you know, doing concerts and shows and all that stuff? Am I gonna be that Christian, or am I gonna be that person that walks away from God and hates God because this situation happened? And, you know, am I gonna turn and run? You know what I mean? And so I had to look myself like straight in the eye. And it was very difficult to make that choice to actually, and I'll be honest, it was hard because you don't understand, but I stayed with God. And I feel like that's where the work of the Holy Spirit comes in. The Bible talks about he'll keep us
in perfect peace.
He'll keep us in perfect peace, and he'll keep us when, like, we don't have the words to say. He'll make intercession for us, and he'll uplift and strengthen us. And so, like, during that process, that's all there was. Like, all I could say, it was the absolute hand of God. I can't even take any credit for any of it. But through that, man, you know, it's a book. It's a devotional of over 30 of my personal prayers during that time. Over 30 devotionals that you can actually go through. And it's really about showing believers how to press through when it's tough. Because, like, I don't know about you, Mr. Fred, but for me, nobody showed me about nothing when it gets hard.
Yeah.
And being a believer, didn't nobody give me no nothing. Like, I wasn't prepared. And so, like, I really want, you know, people to win, which is why the subtitle is called When You're Ready to Win. So the book is called Get Your Faith Up When You're Ready to Win, because you can win as long as you don't quit.
Right.
You feel me?
Yep.
You can get the dub. You can get the W as long as you don't quit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I just share my own personal, some of my own personal struggles, but also triumphs and learning how to look at the Lord and life and the Bible differently during times of uncertainty or pain, so that you can get every single thing that God has for you. Not just the good stuff that we want, but the things that build your character, the things that, you know what I'm saying, you get some stripes on your back, you get some, what they call it in the army, you get some purple hearts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get some of those things that allow you, like, yo, this person made it.
Right.
This person is no punk, so that your testimony even has more of an impact and your life is just more solid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're way more rooted. So definitely, you guys, grab that book. It's on my website, alwaysbrea.com. It's the word always with an S. And my name, Bria, B-R-E-A. I promise it'll change your life. Not just because I'm saying anything. It's only because of the hand of God is in that thing. And I really feel like people need to hear this type of message when it's times of uncertainty. And even for the people on the other side, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even for the people who are on the other side, like, things haven't really impacted them, like talking about, like, financially, or, you know, they haven't lost a loved one. Like, we have to learn how to empathize with each other and even have a different relationship, a different foundation in the Lord when things are good.
Yeah.
We still have to run to God. We still have to spend time with God. We still have to know who he is and grow in the faith. And so whatever side you fall on, just know that God is dead smack in the center of that thing. So grab that for yourself. Grab it for, you know, a family member, a friend, whomever, and I promise it'll change their life and encourage their situation.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Get your faith up when you're ready to win. Listen, you're going to need that book. You're going to need it. So make sure you get a plan. Go to alwaysbria.com. Make sure you get that book. Get a copy for somebody to share. Get two of them. Get one for you and one for somebody to share with, because this is a message that we need right now in these times, in times like these, y'all. I know we talking rap today, but I'm going all the way back to a throwback where the hymn says, in times like these, we need a savior. Be very sure that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock, which is Jesus Christ. We need that in these times. This ain't the time to draw back, to shrink back. This ain't the time to throw your faith away. This is the time to hold fast the profession of your faith, for he is faithful that promise. Paul says in Hebrews 10:36, I forgot how it starts, but it says, talking about holding on to our faith, it has great recompense of reward. You know, so God will reward your faith even in times like these. And I have faith because Jesus can do it. I have faith. That's the root of my faith, is he can. That's the root of my faith, is that he can. Whatever that situation is, whether it's cancer in your own body, whether it's you believing for somebody else, he can. And just take that. That's crazy faith, because you have to believe in crazy circumstances. You got to believe in dire circumstances. So I'm encouraged today. Bria Meyer, she is a powerhouse. Do you preach? I know you're a student. You're a Bible college student, but do you have a minister as well?
I do.
Okay.
By grace of the Lord, I do. And I actually just got to preach in London.
Whoa.
This past Sunday. Yeah, I got my speaking debut there. So that was exciting. We actually talked about the power of choice. And it just was crazy. It was crazy. So I do get to preach. I get to speak, or you know how people are like, I don't know, I preach.
Yeah.
Speak, whatever, you know, yeah. Whatever it is, I get a word of the Lord.
I hear
That's
you.
Where it gotta come from. You know what I mean?
And yeah.
So I definitely do. It's an honor. And it's a lot scarier to me than doing music, because like, you want to make sure everything is right. I mean, like, you can't take. You want to make sure nothing is out of context.
Right.
That you're adding nothing.
Yep.
It's the ultimate joy, and just one of the most incredible experiences ever to be able to share God's word.
Mm-hmm. The power of choice. Lord have mercy. It's election season. I think some people need to hear that title, and you may you could alter the message a little bit, but the power of choice. Lord have mercy. You can't legislate some things. God's just gonna let you choose, but you need to make sure you're making the right choice. Okay, I'm not gonna preach that for you. Won't you tell us what the power of choice that you preached in London, y'all, London, England? That's an international message, a global word. Go break it down for us real quick. The power of choice. We got time.
Yeah, so basically, like, with the power of choice, we have to recognize that every choice, every small choice, because many of us, we look at the end goal, which is a great thing to look at. We look at like, yo, like, this is like the ultimate for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to have a house, or I want to have a family, I want to have a car, whatever the situation is. You know, I want my career, my ministry, my church. I just want to thrive. I want to be successful. So like, we look at the end goal of the situation or of opportunity, and we don't recognize that the smaller things, or the things that we deem to be smaller, are tied to the bigger. So it's literally about taking every moment and making it count, every opportunity, making every single moment count, and understanding that God rewards those, or he honors those who honors him, according to 1 Samuel 2:30, which the Lord says, I honor those who honor me. So a lot of us feel like, yo, you know, I'm living for the Lord, or yo, I, you know, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't sleep around, I don't do all these things. Of course, we shouldn't do those things. You know, those are, of course, the obvious choices, the obvious things that God doesn't want us to do, you know. But what about the other areas of our lives where maybe we just a little bit lazy, or maybe we just don't, you know, we don't put in as much effort, or give as much of our creativity, or we don't honor our time, or whatever the situation is. Like, every single moment that God gives us counts, because every single moment is attached to your bigger moment. It's attached to the ultimate destiny. It's attached to the thing that you really want to happen. So take every moment seriously, and make sure that you're choosing according to the scripture. Every single choice that we make, even with voting, you know, there's an awesome series, you know, by my OG Tony Evans.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Evans, he's going over kingdom voting right now. Like,
yep.
We can't just vote for somebody because they look like us, whether you're white or whether you're black or whatever the case is. As a believer, he actually breaks it down and says we are kingdom independent. So it's ultimately about, is this person the right choice according to God's word?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we've got to take our feelings out of a thing and say, no, it's not just about how we feel, but it's impacting us now and it will impact us in the future if we don't learn how to implement God in the voting system, if we don't learn how to recognize that he should be in all areas. And so with the power of choice, it's using that power that God has given us wisely, understanding that your choice, the power of choice is like the most, I mean, next to the Holy Spirit is the most powerful gift that God is going to give us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so using it wisely, not blowing it, not wasting it, you know, not thinking that it doesn't have any power or that you don't even have authority in that, because in the power of choice, in you exercising the power of biblical choice, there lies your purpose, there lies your destiny, there lies your kingdom authority,
yeah.
All of those things. And so just use it wisely, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And choose wisely, choose what is righteous above what might be popular, always. Always choose that, because you will always get more of a reward walking with the Lord than walking with people. You know what I mean? You will always get way more of a reward.
Man. Yo, y'all, Bria Miles, man, she's something else. Whether she's rocking the mic with her music or whether she's delivering one of these powerful messages, man. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Do you consider yourself a female MC?
I do.
Okay.
I do. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, like, I've never, you know, and I know there's a lot of different, you know, I guess people call them boxes or whatever, but like, I never place myself in any box. Like, I've always defined myself first as a Christian artist, just to make that clear. But like, I know I don't have a problem with people, you know, like, oh, that's a female rapper, a female MC. I think where it kind of gets sticky for some people is like, well, you feel like I can't compete, or I shouldn't compete, or I shouldn't be able to be in certain areas or rooms or tables because I am a female. And, you know, but ultimately, I think the title is cool. You know what I mean? I think it's a cool thing. You know, I ain't against it.
That's what's up. I didn't ask you, and I got to ask you this. I have held you long enough, but I'm just loving this conversation. How did you get into music, and especially rap?
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved music, and of course, you know, with our culture, like, hip hop is dominant. You know, and
yeah.
If you think about it now, like, hip hop is, you know, number one globally, surpassing country music now as the most favorite music,
right,
amongst all people. And so, like, you know, there's not a way that you can't be impacted by hip hop. So, like, I love it. I came up on it. And like, how I got into it was just specifically on the Christian side of things. I was serving at my church, doing things intentionally to make sure that I remained humble. So I was cleaning the bathroom at the church.
Wow.
And I didn't know, you know, I thought everybody was on the other side. And pastor, you know, youth pastor at the time, he's like, yo, is that you rapping? Because I, you know, I was in there rapping with something. I can't remember what it was. And he just was like, yo, you might want to consider this for real. So I considered it. And
wow.
And it just, God just kept moving. And just to be able to have that impact using hip hop, like, you know, you'll be surprised. Like, a lot of people, you know, in the church sometimes have an issue with hip hop music. But when I tell you, it's been one of the most powerful drawing tools to get people in church and to have a relationship with the Lord. Like, we can't discount it because God created it. And so I'm grateful, you know, for that gift. And I love hip hop. But man, imagine if we could really continue to make a global impact by injecting the message of Jesus Christ into hip hop music. It'd be a wrap.
Absolutely, man. That is so powerful. And we as I'm talking to you, I'm hearing it injected with some serious conviction. This is, you know, she's doing the groundwork of actually studying the scriptures and knowing them for herself, whether she's ministering rap or whether she's ministering the gospel and the preached word or via the preached word. However she's ministering. And Bria Miles, y'all, I am just too excited to have had this time talking with her. We talked about a little bit, as much as we could, without me having to pay her to stay on. Cause I used up so much of her time that I'm glad I didn't stipulate a time limit. I started to, but I'm glad I didn't, cause I went way over time. Good Lord. But
that's
y'all,
all right.
Y'all have heard all of this that we have had. And listen, you can go on the website. You can get her book, alwaysbria.com. But you know what? I want to do better than that. I want to follow you on social media so we can keep up with everything. Tell us how we can follow you on social media.
Definitely. Actually, if you go to my website, alwaysbrea.com, that's always with an S, and my name, Bria, B-R-E-A.com, all of my social media is right on there, so you can, you know, click whatever you like, boom, it's right there.
So after you order that book, after you, you know, get that single downloaded, go on, take the next step and go on and add yourself to her list of social media followers. Make sure y'all get that book, though. Get your faith up when you're ready to win. That's going to be powerful. It's already powerful. She's impacting the world. Y'all preaching in London. Wow. That's so amazing. Woo. Yeah, the Lord is opening doors. And I hope y'all caught that piece. She was serving, minding her own business. Sound like somebody else I know. Just serving and minding their own business. And purpose found them. All right, now. Listen, we'll be on here all day if we just keep this thing going. But I got to let you go. You've blessed me. I'm certain that the listeners have been blessed by this too. That's why I bring you on. You know, I like to bring people on that's gonna bless everybody listening, bless everybody, you know, and who can receive a blessing, you know, even being a part of this. So thank you so much to you, Bria. Thanks to your mom. I think that's who I've been talking to.
That's right. My mama.
There you go. Her mama, y'all. She listen, and we finally got our communication together. And I think one of the salutations, she said, "Thank you in Jesus joy." I said, "Whoa." She hit me with Jesus joy. I felt that thing when I closed that email. I said, "Lord have mercy. We talking to some show enough saved believers."
When you hear that double J. You know what I mean? You know where it's at.
I got Jesus joy today. Listen, y'all, Bria Miles, her new single Crazy Faith, you can hear it right here on this great station. Listen, you can even let me know when you hear it. Let me know what you think about it, and make sure you let her know. But first of all, get that book, get this single, put it in your collection. Don't just stream it, all right? Add it to your collection. Bria Miles, thank you so much for hanging out with me today on the record.
Thank you so much, Mr. Fred. I enjoyed myself. Bless you, bless all of the listeners, and we'll be in touch. Hopefully we can do this again
for sure. Count on it. Okay, that was Bria Miles, and we want to thank her so much for hanging out with us. As you can hear throughout the interview, we had such a great time talking like old friends. She called me Mr. Fred. I ain't that old, but she is a rising artist. She is sure in her faith. Crazy Faith for her is a lifestyle, and that's something that I'm so glad to present to you all in these trying times, that we know that it's the young people who are holding up the bloodstained banner and making sure that faith is a way of life. Crazy Faith is a lifestyle for her, and I hope it is for you as well. I had such a good time. This conversation could have gone on and on and on. This is one of the longer podcasts on the show. We normally don't like to talk this long to artists, but you know, I wanted to present the whole conversation. I wanted to give y'all the whole role, and I hope you've enjoyed it. So let me know what you think about today's show, and hopefully you can reach out to Bria on your own. You can follow her on your socials. You can do all that good stuff, but let me know what you think of today's show. Hit me up at Fred, that's F-R-E-D, at spradioshow.com. I want to talk to you there about today's episode, about all the episodes, you know, and I want you to listen to the station too. So spradioshow.com is your destination for the station and all this great gospel music. But again, today I want to thank you so much for hanging out with us and listening to On the Record. My guest was Bria Miles, and we were talking Crazy Faith and so much more. Mask Up, you can get her book, go visit her website. Just go ahead and get into the Bria Miles universe. You'll be glad you did. Tell somebody about it while you're at it. And until next time, may the Lord bless you real, real good. It's SP Radio.